Trump wins deportation ruling at appeals court on transporting migrants to safe third countries. By Neil Munro on March 16, 2026. Attorneys in President Donald Trump's Department of Justice, DOJ, persuaded an appeals court to reverse a judge's block on the deportation of illegal migrants to so-called safe third countries. The 2-to-1 decision means that ICE can continue deporting migrants to countries where they were not born, including countries in Africa, Asia, and South America. It also marks another win over the many lower court, Democratic-nominated judges who are blocking, impeding, and delaying Trump's 2024 mandate for mass deportation. Attorney General Pam Bondi celebrated the win. The New York Times described the 2-to-1 win for Trump. In a brief order, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the First Circuit blocked a ruling by Judge Brian E. Murphy of Massachusetts that would have required the administration to prioritize deportees' home countries as destinations and give deportees meaningful notice before sending them to an unfamiliar country. The Supreme Court has twice before intervened in the case, blocking previous rulings from Judge Murphy. In July, the justices allowed 8 men who were sent to Djibouti in violation of a preliminary order from Judge Murphy to be sent onward to South Sudan. 2 justices also issued a harsh rebuke to one of Judge Murphy's Massachusetts colleagues for failing to heed their orders. So far, Trump's program has enabled the deportation of more than 300 migrants to many countries that have signed safe third country deals to accept and protect deported migrants. The migrants include many who were not deportable because their home country refused to accept them. But the third country deportations are also useful because they pressure migrants who tell judges that it is unsafe for them to return home. The option of a safe third country deportation to a strange country, such as Eswatini in southern Africa, can prompt migrants to accept their deportation home without further legal claims. President Trump's popular deportation policy is generating pocketbook benefits for ordinary Americans. Federal and market data show that wages are up and housing costs are down. Inflation is declining, transport costs are shrinking. Crime is dropping, and corporations are spending heavily to help Americans become more productive. The resulting prosperity will likely help to raise birth rates as husbands earn higher wages and wives gain greater confidence in the future. But new data suggests that there are almost 19 million illegals in the United States.